You've been ignoring my messages, Tony. You made me get rid of that phone. We both have our backs to the cold outside wall, facing down the room towards the distant bar. The boys have stopped pretending to play snooker and loll around the table, staring silently in our direction. One sits on the bottom rail, his legs kicking in the air. They won't be able to hear if we keep our voices down. £40,000 in there, Dak. I know, Tony. What do? You and me shake hands? That's the signal. I've got the car outside. I drive you wherever you want. Stevie's going to come with us to make sure you leave town. Stevie's the older guy. What about the young lads? They're just there in case you change your mind. Which you won't, obviously, because you ain't mental. He swallows. There is a new weakness in his voice. A womanish quaver. I glance at him, but he's looking straight ahead at a patch of ancient carpet 2 feet in front, the hood covering most of his face. And what happens to you after I've gone? Tony raises his hand from the bag and touches his face under the hood before replacing it. He keeps the fingers pressed against the black canvas to stop them from trembling. It don't matter, he says. Em's left me. She's taken the kids.